Good evening. President Obama now finds himself compared to President George W. Bush, as in the problems with the health care plan have become President Obama's Katrina. He has now apologized twice for breaking the promise to Americans that they could keep their health insurance. And tonight, an increasing number of his own Democrats are saying this proposed fix isn't good enough. 39 of them sided with Republicans in a vote on a bill which was another attempt to kill Obamacare today. We begin here tonight with NBC's Kelly O'Donnell on Capitol Hill.
The biggest defection of the year from inside the president's own party today.
The bill is passed.
39 Democrats, nearly 20% of their caucus, joined with Republicans to change the health care law, to try to let millions of consumers whose health insurance has been canceled keep their plans. West Virginia Democrat Nick Grayhall voted with Republicans.
How would you grade the administration's handling of this?
F minus.
That low?
Yes.
Well, I want to welcome the executives. Who are
one day after the president suggested his fix, he called insurance executives to the White House to figure out how to make it work, urging insurance companies to restore canceled plans for 1 year and waiving requirements that those plans cover more medical services.
What we're going to be doing is brainstorming on how do we make sure that everybody understands what their options are.
But the Obama fix also requires cooperation from state insurance commissioners, and many are angry about being asked to change the rules now.
The cost and burden on insurance companies is going to be massive. And who's going to ultimately pay for these? It's consumers.
The House GOP bill that passed today goes beyond the president's fix and would permit insurance companies to keep selling plans that don't meet new coverage requirements indefinitely and to any customer. Democrats say that would gut the benefits in the health care law. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says the president's fix will work, even though he cannot force insurance companies to go along.
That's why the president rolled out that policy yesterday that allows people who want to keep their plan to keep it. But we
it
also want to make
really allow.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It
allows people if they want to keep their plan and they like it that they can.
Some of those insurance executives after the meeting with the president called it productive. And while the White House suffered a major loss of confidence today, many House Democrats told me they had feared even more defections. Brian?
Kelly O'Donnell after another fun day on the Hill. Kelly, thanks for starting us off tonight.